Nolte, NBC pens fake news about gay valedictorian's banned Covington speech. By John Nolte on January 23, 2019. Far-left NBC News smeared Covington Catholic High School by spreading fake news about Covington banning of a gay valedictorian's speech. For 5 days now, the establishment media have relentlessly demonized a group of high school kids guilty of nothing more than behaving admirably in the face of taunts and bullying. On Saturday night, the media used selectively edited video and proven lies told by American Indian activist Nathan Phillips to falsely accuse MAGA hat-wearing kids, 16-year-olds from Covington Catholic High School, of ganging up on the activist. Video proves the kids, who were waiting for their bus after the March for Life, had been minding their own business when a gang of adult black nationalists taunted them for the better part of an hour with racist and homophobic slurs. Then Phillips menaced and provoked the kids by invading their personal space while beating a drum. The reaction from the Covington kids consisted only of admirable restraint, good humor, and a commitment to ensure things did not escalate. Nevertheless, the media jihad continues, and that includes NBC shamelessly running a debunked and deceptive smear story that had been reported on and debunked all the way back in May. NBC's deliberately misleading headline reads, "Gay valedictorian banned from speaking at Covington graduation, not surprised by DC controversy." The story accuses Covington, I'll explain the quote marks in a bit, of banning a speech that was to be given by an openly gay student. Here's the fake news from NBC. In May of last year, the Catholic diocese ruled just hours before Holy Cross High School's graduation that the openly gay valedictorian, Christian Bales, and the student council president could not give their planned speeches at the Covington School's official graduation ceremony. Bales, now 19 and a freshman at the University of Louisville, spoke to NBC News on Tuesday about last year's incident and the recent viral video that has dragged Covington back into the national spotlight. "I was not surprised at all," Bales plainly told NBC News when asked for his reaction to last week's DC confrontation. "It was only a matter of time that something this school community did would blow up to this degree, and I think they need to be held accountable." Bales claims Covington Catholic is notorious for being a not well-disciplined school, and he described the Diocese of Covington as archaic. But using a megaphone, Bales ended up giving his speech outside after the graduation ceremony without incident. In the original USA Today piece, Bales doesn't dispute turning his speech in late, and the text of speech, which is included in the story, proves it is highly political and divisive, which, of course, is highly inappropriate for a high school graduation. What's more, one of Bales' classmates, who was also scheduled to give a speech and who is presumably not gay, was also told she could not give her speech due to it being too personal, which violated school policy. "And now I am going to lay out all the facts NBC News withheld in order to mislead their readers and further demonize a group of children who are guilty of nothing more than being well-behaved, white, Christian Trump supporters." NBC News does not concede the fact that Bales submitted the speech late, instead framing it only as an allegation, an excuse from the diocese. Nowhere does NBC News reveal that Bales' speech was a Parkland-inspired diatribe about gun control. And now we come to my favorite part. Are you ready for this? Seriously, because this is a wowzer. Christian Bales was not a student at Covington High School. Christian Bales graduated from Holy Cross High School, a completely different high school. If his speech had been approved, he would have given it at Holy Cross High School, not at Covington High School. Holy Cross High is run by the same Catholic diocese as Covington High, but they are two completely different schools. NBC News bombards the story with more than a dozen references to Covington but goes out of its way to obscure the fact Bales attended a completely different school. In May of last year, the Catholic diocese ruled just hours before Holy Cross High School's graduation that the openly gay valedictorian and the student council president could not give their planned speeches at the Covington School's official graduation ceremony. See what NBC did there? If NBC and the rest of the media are willing to lie this openly when the facts and video are right there for the world to see, imagine the lies being told using unnamed sources and the like. And if the media are willing to destroy the lives of innocent children for political purposes, imagine what they are willing to do to the rest of us. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.